Well, we just heard Alison Balsam on the trumpet with music for the Royal Fireworks. And sound that trumpet. We're off to the theater next. Small town Ontario, beautiful part of the world, just north of Belleville. We're headed to Tweed, Ontario. And I am speaking now with the artistic and co-executive director of Tweed & Company Theater, Tim Porter. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful to have you. How is the vibe? How are you feeling before your next spectacular season?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, we've now launched the 2025 season.
Amazing. I'm looking at all this energy popping out of the screen. Jersey Boys coming up, a musical AC/DC show tribute. Yeah, Practically Hip. Can't wait to dive into some of this. But first off, congratulations for being nominated for one of the top performing arts attractions at Attractions Ontario. Very prestigious.
Yeah, thank you so much. So yeah, we're the reigning champs currently. So we won in 2024, which was fantastic. Named the top
performing arts
attraction in Ontario. Thank you. And we're on our fourth consecutive year as one of the top 100 festival and events in the province from Festival and Events Ontario. So yeah, it's been a very exciting time and people obviously are responding to what we're doing, which is great.
Yeah, definitely. Now tell me how you've nurtured and developed that amazing audience connection in Tweed. How do you stage some of these settings, you know, using a rural regional setting, the casting? What is your secret sauce?
Yeah, well, I started the company in 2009, so we've been going for quite a while now. And there used to be, Theatre Ontario used to put out a map of the professional theatres in the province, and there was this giant void in eastern Ontario, kind of north of the 401 and east of, you know, east of Peterborough, west of Ottawa. And so then I identified the need and started the company, and the crowd has really responded. And so we now, as of 2022, we own and operate the Marvel Arts Centre in Tweed, which is our home venue. We also built an outdoor stage in Memorial Park in Tweed. And as of 2022, we operate the Bancroft Village Playhouse, which is a lovely venue. Again, heart of cottage country, incredible audience response.
Just beautiful. Yeah. And you have some classic hits, Jersey Boys. That's an iconic music group. And you added that true story element. How has reception been?
It's been fantastic. The last 3 years, we've grown consistently year over year since 2022, almost 50% growth per season. It's been very exciting. The audiences are responding. Jersey Boys is close to selling out. It's Tweed Run already, and Bancroft is doing very well. We did sold out runs of Joseph and Anna Green Gables and Million Dollar Quartet in the last couple of years. And yeah, we've really found a market kind of doing a mix of original Canadian musical theater content, which is how we started, as well as big Broadway productions. And like you said, concerts, events. We do a lot. We have Festival of Small Halls. We have, you know, we had Dan Mangan, Downchild Blues Band last year, plus those tribute acts. I hate the expression, there's something for everyone, but really, kind of genuinely, there is.
Well, you're tapping into everyone. You've got that wonderful youth arts education program, the Teen Camp, and also some comedy coming up, humor, nostalgia. I see Women's Voices, Menopause the Musical. How do you find that resonating with audiences across generations?
Well, again, Menopause, we're part of a tour for that show, and we're almost entirely sold out. They've added three extra shows. People are obviously very excited about that show. But yeah, that's a big part. The young company is a huge part of what we do, but also making sure that we're affordable and accessible for a senior audience. So we run the full gamut of our communities. You know, there's representation across everyone in our region. So that includes making the venues fully accessible. We've just done a major renovation in Tweed, so that's entirely barrier-free, push-button doors, accessible washrooms, and we're in progress to have the same thing in Bancroft, which is very exciting. Yeah, and ever-growing young company program. We serve over 100 youth now in Hastings County over the course of after-school programs. Yeah. And summer camps.
Oh, that's great. It's a great way to build confidence, teamwork, artistic growth for them. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fast forward a little bit into the fall months here, September, you have an AC/DC show. Talk about high voltage energy, raw power there.
Yeah, and they've been a few times. It'll be a lot of fun. We have a lot of events in the fall. We're doing a full production of the Rocky Horror Show in both venues, which will be very exciting and a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, tell us a little bit about that. Props. How are you giving it a nice, fresh, creative spin?
Funnily enough, there's two directors, co-directors. One of the directors is also playing Frankenfurter, and he's obsessed with the original. And we all kind of love this idea of going back to the heart of that musical, as opposed to the big polished Broadway version that's kind of taken over. So we're doing the original script and score, so the gritty interpretation, and it'll be staged in an abandoned movie theater. So we're kind of converting our spaces entirely into, you know, the lobby and everything will look like the venue's been abandoned for a few years. And
wow,
we'll be ushered in by those creepy usherettes and taken on a whole journey. And the cast for that show is out of this world. There will be recognizable names from across the province, anybody that sees shows in the city or anywhere else.
And of course, you have it perfectly timed for Halloween season, end of October.
Yes, you got it.
You do Tweed, Ontario, but also Bancroft, I noticed in many of your productions.
Yeah, that's right.
Two possibilities. Excellent. I also see you do documentary screenings, nostalgia tours. Tell us a little bit about some other things that could appeal to the generations out there.
Yeah, so we do also have the TIFF film program in Bancroft, which obviously is a successful program across the province, the TIFF film circuit. So they bring Toronto International Film Festival movies to regional communities all over. So we are part of that program in Bancroft. And very exciting, we're adding that program in Tweed this fall alongside a seniors film creation workshop program, which is a partnership with 8020 Studios in Belleville. It's a film production company here. So yeah, there's a film component as well. We do have lots of concerts. Tommy Youngstein, which is a fantastic group, are coming to both venues. We've got an Illusionist, Boreal, the Fitzgeralds, hometown favorites, are coming to both venues again. And then our annual holiday pantomime, which this year is Hook. So a fun, playful version of Peter Pan.
Wow. Well, you have definitely a lot on your plate. Youth productions, musicals, comedies, tributes, films. How do you balance it all, Tim?
We have an incredible team. I mean, realistically, I think we're 5 full-time staff. And then over the course of the year, we hire over 100 contract artists and creatives. And we're lucky right now to be working with Julie Tomeno, who's an incredible director. She's directed Jersey Boys 4 times. She's directing the regional premiere of Come From Away at the Grand Theatre in London next year. It was at the Stratford Festival this year. So really, like we always say, you know, you're getting the same performers, you're getting the same directors, the same designers, creative team members as you would pay $200 downtown Toronto for $35 and free parking in the heart of cottage country. You really can't go wrong.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Tim Porter, artistic co-executive director of Tweed and Company Theatre. You can find out more information on the full, very exciting 2025 schedule. It's all up there on the website. Takes you right until December 20th. That's tweedandcompany.com. Tweedandcompany.com. Any closing thoughts, Tim?
Come and see us. We always say once you come through the door once, we know you're going to come back. So come on out. It's a beautiful area to come and visit regardless of the theater. So come and visit us.
Excellent. All the best to you and your crew. Wishing you a fantastic turnout. Looks like that won't be a much of a problem. And just some great memorable shows all year round.
Yeah. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it.